Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So here's the Brian Kelly story. This is, I just realized this. This is from... I knew it was old because this pertains to Brian Kelly leaving for Notre Dame.
Okay.
Okay.
That was what, 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
This was 2021. So this story was in the Vancouver Columbian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Up there in beautiful Clark County, Washington.
Yes.
Where you live.
Where I live.
Locally owned since 1890, it says here about that paper.
Look at that. Way to go, Columbian.
So I guess they just republished this in the wake of Brian Kelly getting fired at LSU. Mm. They just put this back up there, and I read it the other day, and I thought it was interesting. So December 3, 2021 is the date. And the story is in the Columbian, and it reads, the headline is, Burnt Ends and Blowing Smoke.
I love when you know, newspapers have those the catchy titles.
So this was, remember back in the day... 2021, when we were wearing masks.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Because of the China virus.
COVID.
Yeah, you remember that whole, all that? You remember that big hoax?
Yeah.
Well.
Fake news. We just bleached it and everything was fine.
Yeah. Everybody was wearing masks. Mm-hmm. So all the pictures, they're all masked up. So that takes you back to this era.
Okay.
Dom Merriweather is the father of Tobias Merriweather.
I remember that kid. He was a big-time recruit.
Yeah,
it did not work out at Notre Dame.
I think he went and ran track, didn't he?
He transferred somewhere else. He's now at Utah.
Is he?
Yeah,
is he still playing football?
Yeah, but I think he had a stop somewhere. He was a big-time recruit out of Vancouver, and it didn't pan out.
He went to Union. Anyway, one day, Brian Kelly was... at Notre Dame, where was Brian Kelly before Notre Dame?
He was at Cincinnati.
That's what it was.
So he was at Cincinnati, did a good job at Cincinnati, went to Notre Dame to LSU, I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I got to look something up here. I just want to get my facts straight.
I got to make sure.
Yeah, he was at Cincinnati.
You're doing great, by the way.
Okay, no, sorry. He was recruiting, you're right. Because you just said Merriweather played at Notre Dame.
Yeah, he was
at Notre Dame.
Yes.
I was confused. I was thinking this was when Brian Kelly was leaving for Notre Dame. No, this was Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame to go to LSU.
Okay,
so this was 2021. He was at Notre Dame, and Brian Kelly had been at Notre Dame since 2010.
Okay.
So Dom is the dad. Tobias is the kid. They are in Vancouver, and Brian Kelly is making an in-home visit. Mm-hmm. So here is what the Columbian writes. According to Dom Merriweather, the family hosted Kelly, associate head coach and special teams coordinator Brian Polian, offensive coordinator Tommy Reese, and wide receivers coach Dell Alexander starting around 2:30 p.m. Monday. Their arrival came an hour earlier than originally expected. The visit lasted about 2.5 hours. Football conversation included all the logistics to seal the deal. Union High School's graduate ceremony June 10 comes after when Kelly said recruits are scheduled to report to campus, but he insisted Tobias Merriweather walk with his classmates. Talks also drifted towards the current landscape of college football, including Lincoln Riley's sudden departure to USC from Oklahoma. That happened 2 days prior. Mm-hmm. Or no, the day prior, Sunday. Ironically, Kelly's departure 12 years ago to Notre Dame from Cincinnati also came up. At no point during the visit did Kelly hint or suggest he would be leaving Notre Dame.
I see where this is going.
Nor were the Merriweathers aware of any rumors swirling. Family members weren't on their cell phones while entertaining the coaches. Mm. But during the visit, according to Dom Merriweather, Kelly stepped out for a 15-minute phone call. Soon after he returned, the coaches and family members sat down for a home-cooked meal featuring deviled eggs, barbecued shrimp, and brisket burnt ends.
Well, I'll tell you what, that all sounds delightful.
It sure does.
You had me at shrimp and burnt ends. Way to go, Merriweather family.
The visit continued for another 90 minutes. Merriweather said of the phone call, he said, he came back in, sat down, and acted like it was nothing. He was cool as a cucumber. About those burnt ends, though, Kelly had 3 servings.
You fat turd.
According to Merriweather.
He was pretty fat at that time.
Yeah, he was. I don't know why they had to put that in there, but okay.
Well, you know why. That's like one of the... You're basically calling him a fat turd.
Well,
that's the whole
you don't
point.
Need, that doesn't need to be a part of the story.
I think there is a point saying that, like, dude was shot. So at home yeah. that he was having seconds and thirds.
He's up there. Num, 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 num,
Lee, I love you, man. I love these burnt ends. I want to see you play here. Yes, please.
That's why the Merriweathers were shocked. Just minutes after Kelly and his assistant coaches left the house at 5 p.m.,
the news broke, huh?
Minutes to see reports of Kelly heading to LSU.
Wow.
Screenshots from social media were immediately sent by Tobias Merriweather to Notre Dame assistant coaches for clarification. They had just left in a luxury SUV. Yikes. A reply came immediately. They weren't more than a half a mile from our house, said Dom, when he texted back, I showed this to Coach Kelly, and he says, that's bullcrap.
Wow.
I bet they weren't even on 18th Street and 187th Avenue in Vancouver before he said that. Tobias Merriweather, then it goes on, he's a 6'4" wide receiver, committed to Notre Dame. He planned to sign his national letter of intent during the early signing period, according to his father. At the time of his verbal commit, they ranked him 75th in the country, whatever.
That sucks, by the way. Anyway, that's just dirty pool.
Yeah, he still went to Notre Dame.
Well, and that was the thing. When Kelly left, a lot of the recruits did not go with him. Like, they all stuck with Marcus Freeman. He was able to retain that class. Mainly, I don't think many people liked Brian Kelly even at Notre Dame.
Well, I mean, doesn't that say everything
about
Brian Kelly?
Yeah, it's just...
Dude, it was happening in a recruit's home, and you said nothing.
Yeah.
And that recruit, by the way, is going to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You don't owe it to him to be like, look, I can't tell anybody else this,
but
since I'm here and the timing is bad, Tobias, I got to be honest with you, I'm leaving.
I guess, which is worse?
That's unbelievable.
Which is worse? Because Mario Cristobal was recruiting for Miami when technically he was still the coach at Notre Dame, at Oregon. So which is worse? Brian Kelly doing that, or if Brian Kelly was like, hey, by the way, I know I'm on LSU's plane, and I'm still on Notre Dame's plane, and Notre Dame's dying, but I'm going to LSU.
I'm going to say Cristobal worse.
And quite frankly, I would like you to come with. So dare I say Brian Kelly, a man of integrity, a man of increase not recruiting.
Cristobal is worse because now you're peeing in Oregon's pot.
Yeah.
You're messing with their...
Kelly's
But Kelly's just being... That's just like... It's just... Bad.
Is it possible
form?
That his fat ass just wanted some more burn ends and didn't want to risk getting booted out? Yeah, you would think that once that call comes in know that the report's coming, you give the kid a heads up and just be like, hey, man, I wanted to be honest with you. Like, I was going to be here, but this offer came up and, you know, hey, your scholarship, if you want to come, like, you would think that there would be some sort of honesty. I very much dislike Brian Kelly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But I don't know how uncommon this is. It looks bad for Brian Kelly, but I think this sort of unethical crap, unfortunately, is just rampant in the world of college football. I really do.
Yeah, the end of the story says, nonetheless, Don Merriweather still finds humor in it all. He says, quote, exactly what you just said. I guess he wanted the burn-ins. End quote.
Well, quite frankly, now I kind of want some of these.
And remember, they arrived early.
Yeah.
So he already knew he was going to LSU.
He wanted that damn barbecue.
Wait, but LSU? Yeah. He left Notre Dame to go to LSU, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But
you think he regrets that?
Yeah. I think, although, you know, $54 million to not coach, although your reputation is in shambles and you're not going to get another one of those jobs. Yeah, I wonder, because these buyouts are so massive. Like, if Jonathan Smith flames out at Michigan State, and it looks like he's going to flame out at Michigan State, does he regret leaving Oregon State knowing that that program was about to get left behind?
I think he does.
You know?
I think right now he does.
I just,
because they've lost five in a row.
Yeah,
he's probably going to get fired.
It's not going great.
And he's probably going to look at that and go,
but at the same time, he's probably going to get $35 million to walk away. So, yeah. And you took a shot, and you knew he can probably go back, and you knew that it was a rough. I always wonder those sorts of things, like what sort of regret. Jimbo Fisher leaving Florida State had won a national title there, but things weren't going great. I often think that sometimes guys get out because they know that the end is coming, and so you take the big payday. Like, I think there's something to coaches knowing that they don't want to put in the effort. They know that it's not going to end well here. And so you jump and you take the massive payday. It's almost like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy and you get out while the getting's good. So I wonder that, because no coach is ever really honest about it. Like they'll never, you know, Lane Kiffin all those years ago, leaving Tennessee to go to USC and getting fired on the tarmac. Does he wish he would have stayed at Tennessee?
From what he said, he's pretty honest.
Yeah.
I think he hated it there, didn't he?
At Tennessee?
Yeah, I thought he was only
there a year.
Yeah, but he had kind of an adversarial relationship with them.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
He named his own kid Knox.
Did he?
Yeah, he will never forget the memory of the year he spent in Tennessee every time he looks at his kid. So maybe he hated it, but
maybe he loved it then. I don't know.
I just think it's easy to criticize guys, for leaving places in good situations, but man, when someone comes and gives you life-changing money, guaranteed, and you can say that how much money do you need, if someone says, here's $70 million regardless of what happens, and by the way, you're going to get to play with every toy in the sandbox, I can't fault anyone for leaving. I wish guys would do it with more class. I wish they would do it with more dignity, but it's hard for me to be critical of people for leaving for LSU or Bama or something like that.
I don't
think
anybody's ever critical about that. It's more about how it's handled.
Yeah.
They
almost never handle it.
I don't think they handle it well because there's no consequences.
Yeah.
Like no one's going to, I mean, this story, does Brian Kelly care that it's out there?
Yeah.
He doesn't care. You can just up and leave and nobody really calls you on it. And so therefore, that's the way it is. You're just going to do it that way.
But I will say some people's reputations, like it's funny how quick your career can end. Like Brian, how old's Brian Kelly?
64.
Brian,
did you know, I have a hot Brian Kelly fact.
Okay.
Did you know he went to Assumption University?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a private Catholic school in Worcester, Massachusetts.
This is really such a great fact.
And he coached, he went there. He was a linebacker there. But he was the defensive coordinator of the football team from 1983 to 1986.
Yeah.
While simultaneously coaching the softball team.
What?
He was a softball coach.
They really cared about softball in the 80s at Assumption.
I would give anything to see a photo of Brian Kelly in like those bike coaching shorts.
Yeah.
Oakleys. With some wraparound Oakleys. But regardless of what you think of Brian Kelly, right? Brian Kelly started out, where was this thing? What was this thing called?
What
the college?
Assumption.
Assumption.
Come on, man.
Okay, so from Assumption to Grand Valley,
Yeah, Grand Valley State.
Right? And he builds Grand Valley into a like a powerhouse. And
he was 118-35 there.
Right? Like, think about that. And then he goes to Central Michigan and he takes a crappy Central Michigan team and he wins 9 games at Central Michigan. Then he goes on to Cincinnati. Remember, he had Cincinnati 12-0 playing in the Sugar Bowl, and here's where the Brian Kelly stuff. He left before the bowl game.
That's right.
Right? And so then he goes to Notre Dame.
Well, he took Cincinnati to back-to-back BCS bowls.
Oh, so I don't remember that. I just remember
he went to the Orange Bowl.
I remember they were undefeated, and in today's world, they would have had a chance to play for a national championship. But he was 12-0, and I remember he left. And before that bowl game, which everyone was kind of pissy about. But then he gets to Notre Dame, and he does a great job at Notre Dame, right? And takes him to the cusp of a national title. Like, that guy was a phenomenal coach. And then he gets to LSU, and he wins 10 games, Heisman Trophy, and now I don't think Brian Kelly will get another high-profile job. Think about how crazy the world turns. When Brian Kelly took that LSU job, it was like, dude, this guy is one of the best coaches in the country. More than likely, this guy wins a title at LSU. And 3 years later, it's not only is he out at LSU, but the stories and his age, he probably is done coaching major college football. That's how fast this world turns from like this seemingly nothing, and built this thing up at every place, and then wham, you just did career over. And if you would have asked him 3 years ago, dude, do you realize you're just a couple years away from probably never coaching again in any meaningful school? I would assume he'd be like, dude, you're crazy.
I chalk that up to a prime example of a coach who is older, who is not adaptable.
Sure.
I think that's what you're seeing here. Yeah. This is some of them just quit. Yeah. Saban just left.
Yeah. He's like, I'm done.
He's like, I don't want to deal with this. Others stayed, and you're seeing them get exposed, and I think Brian Kelly is one of those.
You wonder if Dabo is right behind this, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, were they good last year?
They made the college football playoff, but they lost 3 times, but they won the ACC title.
Yeah, he kind of looked dead in the water,
but then
he kind of got it back, but now they suck again.
Now
so
they're back to, but he's only 55. So.
But Klubnik's hurt. I don't know. He's a weird one, yeah. Dabo. But anyway, there's the Brian Kelly story.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.